Dog Stuffed, beloved actor and best-selling author Alan Alda has written Things I Overheard While Talking to Myself. And maybe we should say something a little bit about that. It's an insightful and funny look at some of the impossible questions he's asked himself over the years. So let's go straight into it now, because I think he is certainly the kind of person whose work fits into the theme of some of the things we've been doing on this show.
Okay, we're back.
Well, we're back, and we have a mixed bag of all kinds of things today, if I'm on. First, I wanted to say a little bit about something that I should do. Perhaps you do it more often than I do. That's walking in the city.
Oh, yes.
There's an organization called the Montreal Urban Hikers.
I don't belong to them. I walk on my own.
You wouldn't join a group and walk with a group? Not really.
Well,
not as much.
No.
But let me tell you about it anyway. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. They've been walking together for 19 years now, and they have 90 people as members. They're guided walks, and they're usually 6 to 8 kilometers walk. Would that be pretty big?
That's in miles? Or what would that be in miles?
In miles? Oh, yeah. You're the sort of person who still thinks as I do in miles.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say that 6 to 8 kilometers would be 3 to 5 miles.
Okay. Well, I've walked long distances. I've walked from my building in NDG to Buchan Street. I've walked from my apartment, from the building to Atwater.
There, a little earlier in August, he ran an 11. The man who runs this Eleanor Hines. She led an 11.5 kilometer walk. That's about 7 or 8 miles. Mm-hmm. Past several downtown hospitals. Now this is an interesting tour: the Shriners, the Royal Victoria, the Montreal Neurological Institute, the Hotel Dieu, Notre Dame, and Côte Saint-Luc.
Walking up the hill would be the hardest.
Now, when the walk was over, some of the members of the group went to a Chinatown restaurant for lunch.
I'm not that crazy about Chinese food, because I've heard they put animals in there. And dogs. I mean, it's
the club membership is $10, and you pay $3 a piece for each walk.
I can go for free.
Yeah, okay. So I shouldn't give them any more publicity, right?
Well, it's up to you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're going to meet today for dinner at the Burgundy Lion restaurant on Notre Dame Street West for a walk to Old Montreal and back.
Oh.
And on the 16th of December, there'll be a Christmas light walk in LaSalle. If you're interested in the Montreal Urban Walkers, Urban Hikers, I should say, call them at 514-366-9108. That's 514-366-9108. Or they have a webpage, Montreal Urban Hikers, all one word, .ca. Now, after we've talked about walking, let's talk about eating.
Okay.
I'm going to ask for your thoughts on some of the fast food restaurants. Start with burgers. If you have to choose, which was...
Harvey's.
Harvey right away?
Yes, and okay. The others...
Better than Wendy's or Burger King or McDonald's?
Definitely.
Okay.
For me.
For you. All right. Well, you're the one who's giving the choice. All right, let's move on then. Fried chicken. Do you eat much of that? There's KFC... is about the best known one. Probably not.
No.
So the answer to that is none.
Not fried chicken, but we went to the Chalet Barbecue.
Oh yeah, they're reasonable.
That was
reasonable.
Yes.
Okay, how about grilled chicken? Not that it makes much difference. Places like Wendy's is back there again. Chipotle, is that a Canadian brand?
No, I think it's. I've seen it in the States. I haven't seen it here.
So no answer on that. How about the best fish? In a fast food restaurant. I'll give you some choices. You got McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's again.
Mm-hmm.
They're all...
There was one place...
And Long John Silver's, which is probably an American chain.
No, I haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm. There's no answers here. This isn't a quiz. It's a
choice.
Your own choice. Best French fries. I know I don't like McDonald's French fries.
Well, these aren't French fries, but they're called wedgies, and I find them better than French fries.
Yeah, they're a little more like a real potato.
Yes.
The other choices are Wendy's, In-N-Out Burger. Is that an American chain?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in
And Chick-fil-A. Capital A. No? All right, now we come to something both of us should have an answer for. Coffee.
Van Hoot. That's the best
really?
Coffee. Yes.
Better than Starbucks.
I don't know. Starbucks is overrated.
Overrated. No, better than Dunkin' Donuts. My wife likes Dunkin' Donuts.
I can't find
them in Montreal.
No, actually, I got a package when I was in Massachusetts. The coffee is decent. Mm-hmm. It's good, but Van Hoot is the best.
And the we won't even mention McDonald's coffee, or is that decent?
Not particularly.
Let's move to milkshakes. Do you ever try milkshakes in restaurants?
Not in a long, long time.
They've got Ben & Jerry's, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, and Wendy's.
No, I haven't used milkshakes.
The best ice cream or custard? Again, Ben & Jerry's, Baskin-Robbins, Carvel.
Baskin-Robbins is good, and also Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs, yeah, yes. But I don't know if that's a store. I think that's just a brand you buy in a grocery store.
Yes.
Smoothies or frozen yogurt, do you try any of those? No. There's a Smoothie King and TCBY, which is in Montreal, too. Orange Julius is one of those. Best breakfast sandwiches. Now, that's become a big item lately.
Well, I usually just have coffee in the morning, or sometimes croissant or something, or blueberry muffin.
Where?
At home.
Oh, at home. Oh, so the best breakfast sandwiches are in your house. There'll be a lineup outside your house.
Well, not sandwiches. These are just peanut butter on something.
They mentioned McDonald's, Burger King, Dunkin' Donuts. They seem to be coming up over and over again. Mm-hmm. Which fast food chain has the best salads?
Subway is good.
Subway, yeah. They mentioned Wendy's and McDonald's and some that I've never heard of, like Au Bon Pain.
That's in the States.
That's in the States also.
Here, yes.
Okay. Which fast food chain has the best value for your money? Or none of them do?
They're all get to be high. I mean,
they're high priced compared to what you do it at home. That's right. They mentioned McDonald's, Wendy's, and Subway is here as well.
Oh, Subway. Well, not Subway. Well, Subway is but they're healthy. But Wendy's has these small little chicken wraps that for $2.19. Yeah. So it's
not too
decent.
Bad, I guess. And finally, which fast food chain has the best drive through? Not that you necessarily.
I don't really
use that.
No.
I thought we'd say something.
Preference?
I never use drive-through. So they mention McDonald's, Wendy's again, but I don't like to use drive-throughs. I've used McDonald's once or twice lately because I've been in a hurry and I was eating while driving, which is something I don't recommend. And I've seen people eating and texting while driving.
Oh my gosh!
Can you imagine one hand on a sandwich, one hand on a telephone, and steering with your knees?
No.
Don't even talk about that. I thought we'd have a chance to talk about the upcoming play at the Centaur Theater. I'm not sure if you want to read it. It's called Constellations. It's going to be opening on the 4th of October, and then we'll move on to some other things.
Constellations is October 4th to the 30th. Mm-hmm. It's written by Nick Payne and directed by Peter Hinton. A red hot hit in London, West End, and on Broadway. Two people, infinite possibilities, a fantastical journey to parallel worlds where Marion, a physicist, and Roland, a beekeeper, fall in love over and over again in a multitude of ways. Every choice they make has a different, life-altering outcome, questioning whether our lives are the result of free will or fate. A romantic, intimate, quantum mechanics comedy about love, friendship, destiny, and honey. Sounds intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Does that tempt you at all? Maybe we'll have somebody talk about it when the time comes later in October.
Sure.
Yeah. Another event that's taking place next Saturday, and this is from my old stamping grounds when I taught for many years at John Abbott College. So I thought we'd take a moment to talk about the natural treasures of the town of St. Anne de Bellevue. I'm not sure if you ever get out there.
Not often.
Yeah, I mean, it is reachable by public transport.
Yes.
Bus number 211 takes you right out there. And on the 17th of September, there's a whole day of activities. You can park free if you want to use a car at John Abbott College, and then a free shuttle bus will take you. Here are the things you can see. The Eco Museum Zoo, which is one of the interesting outdoor zoos in Montreal, but they only feature animals that are native to this part of the world. Mm-hmm. So you won't see a jaguar or something like that.
Oops.
There.
Pit bulls?
I don't know. They're not on display.
Okay.
Morgan Arboretum is a lovely place to walk around in. It's a natural kind of forest. The Montreal Astronomical Society Observatory is there. McDonald Campus Farm, so you can see a working farm. There's a farmer's market that is quite famous in St. Anne's, and there are merchants that display usually on the weekends. Now, for the day, there'll be sidewalks and all over, and no cars on Main Street, St. Anne's Street. There are particular things like the Ecology Day. A group called the Record Breakers, I don't know who they are, but they'll be playing there on the street. I wonder if they break a record of popularity or if they just stand there and take long playing records and break them over their knees or what that is. At 6 p.m. you can come to Parks Canada Lock, which is along the road of St. Ann Street, for the 20th edition of the National Bank Duck Race. Benefiting the Lakeshore General Hospital Foundation. And a free concert at 8:30 by the legendary Quebec band Offenbach, which I've even heard of.
Are they good?
Well, if you like that kind of music, yeah, they're very good. They're in Rue Saint Anne. So all of that is part of the Saint Anne's Festival next Saturday. And here's an online address. sadb.qc.ca.
Okay, I just want to ask you very quickly about the astronomy. Is this at night when you can see the constellations and the stars?
I doubt it, because everything sort of wraps up in the evening. So I imagine if you go out separately, probably you can, but I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm necessarily going to be there next Saturday. You know, having spent much of my life in St. Anne de Bellevue teaching in that particular place, should we be getting into some details now about the Black Film Festival, or will we be having a guest? I'm not quite sure. Some big names are coming, by the way.
Yes.
Spike Lee, the famous director, will be here. And Maya Angelou, I didn't know she was still active.
Well, she died, but the film is about her.
Oh, so a film about her. Okay, because last week, by chance, I saw a film that she directed. I didn't realize that she was also a film director.
I didn't know that
and
either.
And it was called Down in the Delta.
Oh, who is it?
Very depressing, but very beautifully done film about this family, urban family in maybe like Chicago. They want to get their kids to a safer place, so they send them down to the Delta in Mississippi, where they're going to be...
In a safer place?
Safer. There's a family there that looks after... I only saw the first part of the film, so I didn't have a chance to see the end. It's sitting at home, so I may take a further look at it. What happened was I had to wait for my wife at a doctor's office and had something to do for a couple of hours, so I brought along a little DVD player and a movie, and I sat and watched the movie, which is something, a way to use time wisely, I suppose. Yeah. But anyway, Spike Lee will be there on the 1st of October at 7 p.m. at the Concordia Theater at the university. It's not cheap. It's $35 to hear him speak, which is interesting. Any other big names that we should mention? This is the film Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. Yes, I didn't remember that she had passed away. This is the opening of a film dedicated to her, and it's the film. Now, she has received a medal from Barack Obama.
Yes.
I wasn't aware of that. The documentary explores how historical, cultural, and artistic events have shaped her journey and how she has shaped our view of the world through her tales and activism, and that'll take place on the 28th of September at 7 at the Imperial Cinema, and that's $25. So they're a little bit pricey, some of the events, but, I mean, these are unusual events, so maybe they're worthwhile. Any others that you want to mention while we have a chance?
The spokespeople, let me just see if I can get that. One was, I think, Victoria Dorr, right? And I'm trying to find the name of the other.
Are they listed on our list that we have here?
I remember seeing...
Valérie Dorr,
her? Yes, and Manuel Tadros.
Manuel Tadros, yeah. He's apparently been around for 40 years in Quebec as a composer, singer, actor, and author. That's right.
And also Monique Jérôme Fauger is the honorary spokesperson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think she's the honorary president of the festival, according to the notes that I have here.
Former finance minister, currently.
Anyway, there is a lot of information. We may have somebody from the festival coming in weeks to come to talk about it in more detail. While I have a chance, maybe we'll close with another of these talking books, since we've still got about 10 minutes left. And the one we'll look at today, if you can...
Do you want to finish the one with Alan Alda?
Want more of Alan Alda? Well, it's still in the machine. No, I took it out.
Okay.
Maybe we'll try a new one instead. If you can put that in while I tell you a little bit about it. It's called The Spies of Warsaw, by Alan First. It's autumn 1937. War is coming to Europe. French and German intelligence operatives are locked in a life and death struggle on the espionage battlefield. At the French embassy, the new military attaché, Jean-François Mercier, colonel, a decorated hero of the First World War, is drawn into a world of abduction, betrayal, and intrigue in the diplomatic salons and back alleys of Warsaw. At the same time, the handsome aristocrat finds himself in a passionate love affair. You've got to have one of those in every book, apparently.
Why not?
With a Parisian woman of Polish heritage, a lawyer for the League of Nations. Well, this is the first novel so far, The Spies of Warsaw, by Alan Furst. The reader is Daniel Gerl. So we'll close today's program with that, and let's hope we'll be back next week with more of the same.